Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:6-9. The gospel of Christ, which Paul preached unto the Galatians, had been received by them. This gospel, which was preached of me, is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:11-12. The gospel of Christ, which was preached by Paul, had come by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and was sent by God. But the apostle says that these Galatians had removed themselves from this divine calling by the gospel and had turned to a perversion of the gospel. Peter speaks of those who were unlearned and unstable, had wrested or twisted the scriptures unto their own destruction, 2 Peter 3:16. A warning was given to those who had obtained like precious faith, that they beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, 2 Peter 1:1 and 3:17. The gospel of Christ can be twisted or perverted by those whom the apostle Paul calls false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, 2 Corinthians 11:13. In many religious circles today, this is exactly the case. The scripture warns against the commandments and doctrines of men, which indeed have a show of wisdom in will worship, Colossians 2:22-23. Paul declares that these Galatians had fallen from grace, Galatians 5:4, because they had turned from the gospel of Christ unto a perversion of the gospel. There is a stern warning given that those who would dare to preach a perverted gospel, which is a gospel that fits their will, are accursed or cut off from Christ. Not even an angel from heaven has the right to preach any doctrine other than that which has come by the revelation of God's Holy Spirit. God has delivered his perfect plan of human salvation, and man had best leave it as it has been revealed. Otherwise, God's hand of divine judgment comes upon all those who would teach and those who would receive a perverted gospel. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.